Well, hello, hello, welcome back, my Mafians, and hello, AJ, over there in the sound booth, making all of the wonderful, wonderful intro music that you hear, and hello to all my listeners, all my new listeners and existing listeners, welcome, welcome back. We have a real treat today, AJ. We've got a real treat for everyone, and let me just say this. We've been really out of sequence in our podcast and what we were planning to broadcast, this year compared to what we've actually broadcast. So we've kind of inserted a lot of episodes. I know, I've mentioned a few that we've inserted, the storm that we had last week came through, and that was an unexpected episode that I wanted to share with you though. And today we're going to kind of squeeze in an episode. My grandson, in the evenings, I go for a walk. Usually I try to get a half an hour in, just a brisk walk and get my exercise and my steps, right? Using my Apple Watch to get my steps in and my move goal or whatever it is. I don't know. There's a lot of rings on there. I can't even see it, but I think it's working. So we walk around, and he said, "Grandpa, you should do a show about surviving a bear attack." And at first I said, that's great. It's a good idea. I don't see myself or my Mafians ever in a position maybe that they would need to have to worry about that. But then he said, no, I'm going to text you a video from the tube. And I'm going to text you, watch this video, and it will really help you survive a bear attack. So went back in the next day. I look at the text message. I watch the video. And I was like, wow. I actually learned a couple of things about bears that I did not know. And I kind of understand how to survive a bear attack. Now, if I'm ever in these places that where these bears are, then I would think I'd have somebody with me that would be able to help teach me how to, stay out of harm's way. But it was interesting. So we're going to do an episode, and today's episode is going to be how to survive a bear attack. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. We're going to bring in some of the media from the tube video and critique it, if you will. We're going to critique the tube video and do a, we're going to see if the techniques really, no, we're not. AJ said, are we going to bring a bear in the studio? I said, no, we're not going to bring a bear in the studio, AJ. No, we're not going to go and find a bear. No, that's not going to happen neither. So, no, we're going to watch the video, and we're going to kind of put our heads together, and we're going to see if we think it would work. And you, all my Mafians and the listeners and everyone out there, you can go to Twitter and Facebook. I guess Instagram, you can comment with a picture if you want to put a bear and then put a picture of it or whatever. But we're going to talk about it. You can go to YouTube, comment in the YouTube section, wherever you like. We'll find you. And we're going to see what your thoughts on our take on the surviving a bear attack scenario, right? Most of the people just say probably run. Yeah, I don't know if that's a good idea, but we'll have to find out. But definitely check us out. We're going to head over to our YouTube. We got all our videos over there in our podcast, and you can check us out on all of the major podcast applications. We are on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Breaker, Radio Public, Bullhorn. Like and subscribe. We really do appreciate it. You can pause the podcast right now. Go ahead, like and subscribe. We'll wait. I'm gonna play some music here, AJ, like a Jeopardy theme. That's probably copyrighted. We probably won't play that, but okay, you've had enough time. Like and subscribe. Thank you for that. And you can head over to Teespring, Two Clever Mafia, the Two Clever Mafia podcast over on Teespring. Get all the merchandise if you want a t-shirt. We've got the new face masks coming out soon. And obviously, we're on the Facebook and the Twitter, like we said, and all those. And like and subscribe. The more the merrier that we can chat about our little podcast here, the better off we're going to be. So we can all work together to, in this case, survive a bear attack. So we will be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere. This is going to be real fun. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome back, Mafians. Welcome. Hello, AJ. Thank you for that. Another lovely, lovely intro. AJ, you are masterful in that sound booth. Thank you so much. We have a really great show today, and I know I've been wanting to learn how to do this. We're gonna, based on science, we are going to tell you how to survive a bear attack. That's great. Yes. And this all came about because my grandson said, you know, Grandpa, you need to, no, he doesn't call me Too Clever Mafia. He calls me Grandpa. But you need to let your listeners know, if they're ever in a situation, how to survive a bear attack. And I said, well, at first, I didn't know how many of my listeners are listening to my podcast or watching our videos that might need that type of help or tips. But he said, no, I'm going to send you this video, which he did. He sent me this video, and through the tube, texted it to me. I figured it out 2 days later how to read it. But and I watched it, and it was very educational, and it was interesting, and it was fun. And I wanted to share it with all my listeners here today. And we are going to go through it. We're going to do kind of a little bit of a critique, if you will. Although it was a wonderful video, we're going to go through it, and hopefully we'll learn a thing or two, right, AJ? I think we might be able to learn a thing or two. So we're gonna queue up the video. We're gonna go through it. This is our plan, and we're gonna queue it up, and we're gonna go through it. And I'll post the link for the video if you want to watch it later at a later date. Very interesting video, we're gonna get right into it, AJ. Right? Yeah. I'm your host, Too Clever Mafia. This is the Too Clever Mafia podcast you're listening to. And don't forget to check us out on www.tooclevermafia.com. And here we go. Everybody listen up. Get their notepad and pencil or their phone. Type some notes in. I guess if you're listening to us, you probably have to write it down. Or I don't know if you could do both at the same time. I probably couldn't. But let's see what we got here. Let's see. Oh boy, this sounds kind of spooky. Okay, I'm already a little bit nervous because the bears look very dangerous.
Hey, sweet little bear. Whoa. Do you like being tickled?
Wait a minute. Why is he starting to tickle the bear right off the bat here? I don't know. It's a cute little cub, but I would not be tickling a bear of any kind. Let's see.
Bears can be cute.
Yes.
But for most people,
they definitely
bear encounters aren't anything like that.
Okay, now there's a bear in the back seat of this lady's car.
Here's how to meet a bear and come out alive, according to science.
Well, we'll see about that. I don't know if this is gonna work.
Statistically, bears shouldn't be your biggest concern while hiking in the forest.
Okay, so now this guy looks like he's in the jungle of the rainforest, and I gotta tell you, I don't see myself there anytime soon, but
they don't normally attack people for no apparent reason.
Okay, now there's a bear in this couple's bedroom, laying on the floor, and these are some crazy images here I'm looking at.
Not unless they're startled or starving.
Now he's attacking the porta potty.
If you do meet a bear angry with you about the intrusion, what should you do?
Run. Run.
Should you run for your life?
Absolutely. I would run.
Pretend to be dead?
Nope.
Or attack him before he attacks
you? Maybe 50 years
ago. Well, the first thing to know about bears, they aren't all the same.
Yeah, I know that.
Before choosing your survival strategy, you'd be wise to identify the bear running toward you.
Excuse me, can I see some ID?
The first bear on our list is the brown bear, also known as the grizzly.
Okay, so the brown bear, you're writing this down. You're keeping notes, AJ? The grizzly bear. This is the first one. And we're going to keep notes, because you never know when the bear might just show up in our studio like it did on this video, just showed up in these folks' bedroom.
Color, medium to dark brown. Mm-hmm. Body length, 200 centimeters.
Okay.
Body features, round ears,
yep.
Long claws, and a slight hump above the shoulder. If you go hiking in the woods of Canada or Russia, be...
Okay, so if we're going hiking in the woods of Canada or Russia, we have to be prepared for a black bear. I think that's what they're going to say here.
Prepared for a date with a grizzly.
Exactly. See that?
Firearm?
Leave that thing at home.
AJ, leave your AR-15 at home. You hear that? There's no need.
A study of bear-human conflicts proved guns to be ineffective when encountering a bear.
Okay, so if it was a choice of having one or not, I would probably like to go down in a blaze of glory, but they're saying it doesn't work, so kind of useless against these grizzly bears.
But bear spray is a different story. Oh. Carry it in your front pocket. If a brown bear attacks you, you'll only have a few seconds to fire.
Oh boy.
And don't run. Bears are fast.
Don't worry. I'm not running anywhere.
Better to fall into the fetal position.
What?
Protect your head.
Not gonna happen.
And stomach. If a grizzly keeps attacking you, play dead. Once the bear doesn't see a threat in you, they'll leave.
Will they?
But first, they'll make sure you're absolutely dead.
Whoa.
It's better to stay down for at least 20 minutes after an attack.
Okay, so now if I go down, okay, and this bear is sniffing me, I'm probably going to be down there for a lot longer than 20 minutes because it takes me 20 minutes just to sit into the upright position in the morning, and swing my legs over the side of the bed these days. So, I'm going to be laying down, but not by choice. I probably have started to run and then I'll trip and fall, AJ. Yeah? You're going to run too? Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know if I think if I encountered a bear, playing dead is not an option, but we'll see. Let's see what they say here.
Just in case. Moving on to number 2, the black bear.
Oh, the black bear. This
color,
is dangerous.
From black to light blonde.
Oh, they're smaller.
Body length, 150 centimeters.
Oh, they're kind of small.
Body features, straight facial profile.
Yeah, they look kind of cute.
Taller ears and short claws.
Okay, short claws, that's good.
Black bears aren't as big or as aggressive as grizzlies, but they might attack you if they feel threatened.
Okay, so mental note, and write it on your paper as well, AJ. Do not threaten the black bear.
Whatever you do here, don't play dead. These guys don't fall for that.
Oh boy, these
don't
are smart.
Don't try to climb a tree either. Bears. Black bears are much better climbers than you.
Wait a minute, they had smaller claws though. And you've never seen me be chased by the bear, have you, AJ? Because I can climb a tree like nobody's business.
Instead, get big. Get loud.
No problem there.
And act as aggressively as you can.
Arr,
and don't forget about your bear spray. It works for all bears.
Wow, these bear. We need to, next time you put in an order on the Amazon, get some of these fire extinguishers full of bear spray. Because you never know when you're going to be encountered. A bear's going to just surprise you from I don't know where, but I see there's videos already showing them in the porta potty in the bedroom. So gotta watch out for these bears.
Finally, the most recognizable bear of all, the polar bear.
The polar bear.
Color, white. Body length, 210 to 330 centimeters.
Oh boy, that's a monster.
Body features, short tail, and massive paws.
Okay, so when we go on a cruise, anybody planning on going on a cruise to, let's say, Alaska or a cold area where you may just encounter a polar bear, you need to listen here.
If you find yourself alone in the Arctic and the largest land carnivore on Earth is running at you, you've got yourself in some big trouble.
Tell me about it.
Polar bear, your prey at first sight.
Oh boy.
You won't scare them so easily with intimidation.
Wasn't planning on it.
Fighting a one-ton polar bear, not a great idea either.
No.
Once again, bear spray is your best bet.
Okay, so we need a large container of bear spray because these polar bears are they're humongous. I didn't realize they were that big.
I mean, this is not an ad for bear spray, but you should get some of this stuff.
We're already placing the order as we speak. It's a 2-day shipping with the Amazon Primes.
Running into a lot of bears. If you do end up fighting the bear, attack as if your life depends on it.
Well, here's the thing. If I get attacked by a bear at any given time in my life, I'm probably going to fight like my life depended on it anyway. It's kind of a natural thing, but I'd probably try to escape, I guess. I'm not going to go toe-to-toe with this bear and start throwing punches, I tell you that much. And if that's what they think, I don't know how this isn't very sciencey. It just really seems to be an ad for bear spray.
Because it does. Try to aim for the nose or the eyes.
Okay, so this thing is like 7 feet tall. Unless I get a step stool, I'm not going to be able to hit him in the nose or the eyes. Now, if he's that close to me, I'm probably already done for because he's on top of me and these things weigh a ton, literally a ton.
And watch out for those deadly paws. Yep. Ultimately,
I'll
the
be
best
done.
Way to survive is to avoid an encounter in the first place.
That's what I was going to say. The best way to survive is don't go where the bears are. Stay away from the bears.
Lucky for you, most bears will retreat when they hear you coming.
Well, that's good.
Before you even know they're around.
Well, still not taking
still
my chances.
Worried? Let me just say that you've got a higher chance of dying from a wasp sting than you do from a bear attack.
Speaking of wasps, AJ, when we were coming into the studio, not to make a side note, but there are like these wasps that are digging into the ground out there. We need to call an exterminator because if I get stung, there's going to be some problems and I'm going to have to contact the landlord because they shouldn't be there. Bees are growing, are digging holes. There's literally piles of sand out in front. But yeah, I think my odds these days of getting stung by a wasp is going to be a lot higher than coming into work in the parking lot on like this video. There was a big brown bear in the back of some lady's car. I'm going to make sure I lock my car every time I come into the studio, I'll tell you that.
Sometimes you can get hurt when you least expect it.
Yeah,
gotta stay tuned
tell me about it.
For more survival how-tos, according to science.
Okay, well, that was a fun video, and I thought there'd be more bear information. I'm kind of let down there because I thought, I really thought the bear attack scenario would have been more scientific, you know, do kind of like the hokey pokey or something, and then the bear would back away if there was some sort of, you know, mind trick you can do with a bear, but pretty much they're saying to stay away from the bears, and unless you got this bear spray, and even then you're probably out of luck. But, all right, so just to recap, I did take my notes here. The brown bear, also known as the grizzly bear, right? Canada, Russia, not going there anytime soon. Guns don't work against these grizzly bears, but the bear spray does. The bear spray does. Don't run, play dead. That's iffy. Don't know if I'm going to, because if I fall on the ground or get on the ground, I'm not getting up, regardless of whether bear leaves or not at that point. And then, because, you know, you got to stay down there for 20 minutes while the bear is sniffing you and stuff. And I don't know. I don't know if I could go through that. So then you got your black bear, which is the smaller bear. Don't play dead because they're smart. So the big brown bears are stupid, but the small little black bears are smart. So don't play dead. Don't climb a tree, which maybe I'll climb a tree against a brown bear if I can find one. If I'm in an area where I, you know, I don't know. And get big and loud against those black bears. And once again, bear spray seems to be the common denominator. And then with the polar bears, apparently I'm an appetizer at first sight. So considering they weigh 1 ton and they're like 7 feet tall, I'm supposed to use bear spray. So when if I ever get off a boat in an Alaskan cruise and I'm on an iceberg and I encounter a polar bear, I got to make sure at the very least I have my fire extinguisher of bear spray. So, yeah. So I hope everybody learned something today. Did you learn something today, AJ, about bears? Okay. Well, my grandson said this was a very educational video. So, hopefully everybody learned. Don't forget to like and subscribe. We're going to be right back with the Two Clever Mafia podcast. I am Two Clever Mafia. And don't go anywhere because we've got another fun segment coming up right after this. Welcome back. Okay. You've just listened to the first part of how to survive a bear attack. Right, AJ? We've taken notes. But I felt a little bit let down because I really were like, you know, is all we need to do is have this bear spray and we're pretty much safe from bears, or just FYI, stay away from bears. So I searched the tube a little bit myself here, and another video popped up and said to me, you know, hey, it said, you want to survive a bear attack? This is the easy way, it said. So it was pretty interesting. I said, okay, well, it's got a lot of views. It's, from a reputable YouTuber, and I figured, what the heck, we had so much fun with the last one, let's see what we can do to survive a bear attack the easy way, because you gotta lay down, you gotta play dead. I don't know, they might say the same thing, but we're gonna We're going to see what happens here. So let's get this video going and do a little bit of a critique. All right, let's see what we're up against here, AJ. The easy way to survive a bear attack.
Picture this, or look at the picture. One day, you're on a relaxing stroll through the woods,
okay,
taking in the fresh morning air.
More believable.
The only sounds are chirping birds, swaying branches overhead, and the crunch of leaves under your feet.
Okay, perfect.
Suddenly, your relaxation is interrupted by the sound of twigs snapping behind you.
Who's following
you
me?
You turn around and are suddenly face to face with a grizzly bear the
size
of your car.
Wow, that's the big one. That's
now what are you going to
do? The car, oh boy.
A, compliment him on his coat. B,
no.
Say, my, what bright shiny teeth you
That's
have.
That's silly.
Or C, introduce the bear to your much slower companion while you skedaddle.
See you later, AJ.
Worry,
we're out of here.
Because I'm here to tell you exactly how to survive a surprise visit from Yogi's bigger cousin.
Whoa. Okay. Well, this might be interesting, AJ, because I could see myself just listening to the birds taking a stroll.
Bears live throughout the world, from Canada to the Andes,
and Russia.
Northern Europe to Southeast Asia.
Yep.
These intelligent, muscular omnivores usually prefer to keep their distance from humans,
good,
but can be a serious threat on the rare occasion when they turn violent.
Whoa.
Now, the best way to prevent bear attacks is to avoid direct contact with the animals as much as possible.
Okay, so now in this video, this little character here is petting the hindside of this bear, okay? So, that is real direct contact.
Well, duh. Yeah, this might seem like a no-brainer.
Yep.
But whenever you plan a weekend outing, it's essential to check if there are any known bear habitats in the area
you intend to visit. I do that all the time. Every time I go out to the food store, first thing I do is head over to this website and make sure there's no bear attacks. Every time, AJ, every time.
If it turns out bears do inhabit your planned hiking route,
mm-hmm,
then preparation is in order.
Oh yeah.
Bears aren't evil creatures, and their attacks are extremely rare. On average, there are only about 3 fatal attacks per year.
That's one too many.
This puts bears well behind sharks, wolves, and even vending machines.
Wait a minute. Vending machines? We need to fact check. We need to fact check this. Fact check.
Is that where the term vendetta comes from? All right, you machine. You got my brother. Now I'm gonna get you. No. In fact, bears generally try to avoid humans when we come near. It's very common for hikers and campers to come within a few hundred feet of a bear and never know it.
Now, I just went hiking and camping. I did the old RV thing, which I did the podcast about last week, the week before, I don't know. And I didn't see one bear. I saw a lot of deer, a couple of squirrels, chipmunk, a lot of birds, no bears. So I guess I was lucky.
This might sound like a cliche, but they really are more afraid of you than you are of them. When bears turn violent, it's usually because they're surprised and frightened or trying to protect their cubs.
That's how I am.
They tend to be most active during the day when they're out foraging for food.
Yep.
Although some breeds are nocturnal. Bears
nope.
also prefer following trails and clearings to forcing their way through the brush. So if you remain alert, the odds of sneaking up on one by accident are pretty small.
Now, I don't go about sneaking up on one. I would more say the bear would be a snake sneaking up on me. But, I never I guess some people live in an area where they can actually sneak up on a bear and, they're probably not listening to our podcast, or maybe they are, who knows, but they definitely, do they even have Wi-Fi or cell phone service out in this wilderness? Anyway.
If you're camping or taking a multi-day hike, some jurisdictions require you to store food in a bear-proof container.
What?
Specialized cans that bears are unable to open. Another good piece of advice is to keep toothpaste out of your tent.
What?
Many species of bear are known to be attracted to the smell.
Really?
A little bit of morning breath is worth it if it means keeping your summer activities bear-free. These are all excellent ways.
No, don't listen to that, AJ, because I have smelt your morning breath, and it's not pleasant. Not pleasant when you've come into the studio and said, hey, good morning, Too Clever, and I've said, oh boy, this is going to be a rough day.
To avoid surprise bear encounters. But sometimes prevention just isn't possible, and you find yourself in a hairy situation.
Oh boy.
If you're a responsible wilderness explorer, You already researched bear behavior before you ventured out.
That's what we're doing.
And know how your new furry friend is going to react.
Okay, so this is everybody listening. This is your research. You're listening, learning about bears. So you are considered a responsible wilderness explorer.
If you've stumbled upon a family of black bears, you're in luck. Well, sort of. These smaller breeds prefer to avoid conflict whenever possible and will usually retreat when threatened instead of becoming aggressive.
What was that?
These bears are excellent climbers and will use this ability to their advantage, scaling a nearby tree to avoid danger.
That black bear
can climb. If you run into one, there's a decent chance it'll be long gone before you've even had time to react.
Yeah.
Black bears account for most of the bear encounters in the United States, since they tend to be more adventurous when it comes to entering human areas.
They don't fall for the dead trick.
Thanks to their skittish nature, they tend to be seen as more of a nuisance than a threat. That said, bears have been known to injure dogs that tried to follow them deeper into the woods. So keep a tight grip on Fido's leash whenever you're out and about with your best friend.
Hey, Fido, get back here. Stop going into the woods.
On the other hand, including the infamous North American grizzly,
tend
to be much more aggressive when threatened.
That's a big one.
While they wouldn't usually turn hostile at the sight of people,
I hope they go into polar bears here because these grizzly bears are aggressive. We know that. I'm staying away from any location that may have a grizzly bear because, you know, the black bears, it's hit or miss, but these brown bears, forget it.
Still need to be careful when one approaches. Bears are curious animals, and once the initial shock has worn off, they'll often approach whatever spooked them to determine if it poses a threat.
Oh boy.
This isn't an inherently aggressive gesture, but can be intimidating.
Yep.
So just remember to stay calm and keep your wits about you.
Yeah.
If you're in a group, which is always a good idea in bear country,
because I bring groups to bear country.
If you pack bear repellent, put it in your hand with the safety off.
And more of the bear repellent. It looks like he's got a container of Windex here, but
don't make any aggressive moves. Instead, back away slowly.
Back away.
In a calm, look like a lab. Clear voice.
Nope.
Usually, this will be enough to defuse the situation.
Oh yeah,
and
I'm
the
out
bear
of there.
Will retreat once it feels confident. Let him
meet somebody else in your group. That's
threat.
What I say.
In the rare cases that the bear holds its ground, you may be better off picking a new path.
Since get out of here.
Confrontation is the last thing either of you wants.
No.
Now, if you absolutely need to get past and are 100% sure you're dealing with a black bear,
why am I
you might consider
getting,
trying to move it out of
Hold on a second here. Why am I getting territorial and I have to get... Excuse me, bear, but I have to get past you. You know, I'm not retreating. I have to go past you. I really, you know, really don't care about your attitude. I don't really care about how hungry you are or how much you want my toothpaste, but I have to get past you. Has anyone ever said that to a brown bear, grizzly bear? I don't know.
Hey, this can be done by looking the bear in the eye firmly telling it to leave.
These are the mind
Excuse
tricks I was
me,
looking for.
Excuse me, Mr. Bear. You need to leave right now.
The bear just looked at him cross-eyed and said, you know, I don't understand English.
A bear isn't going to understand your words.
Your
tone can convey a lot of information.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
As
sure.
long as it has a clear direction.
This guy in the video, it looks like he's petting the bear on the top of the forehead. It's like, hey, bear, you need to leave. I think he's definitely sending mixed signals there, AJ. Definitely sending the kind of a hashtag movement here that he's like, yeah, hey, bear, get out of here. And he's petting him behind the ear.
In which to retreat. It should take the hint and get out of your way.
No, it's going to be, hey,
only
if he likes it, then what?
If you're entirely and without a doubt positive that you're dealing with a black bear. Brown bears will not take your aggressive...
Now, if you're close enough and you can't tell if it's a black bear or a brown bear or a polar bear at this point, you've got bigger problems.
...very well. And in the wild, it can be much more difficult to tell them apart than you might think.
I don't know.
Despite the names... Black bears can be brown, and brown bears can be black.
Okay.
So unless you're the kind of expert who probably doesn't need this guide anyway.
Well, now here, we all learned this from the other one about the hump on the back, right? The longer, shorter claws, which I guess you would know if they dug into you, and the size, and really, you got to climb a tree and see if it's a grizzly or a black bear. That's really the big one.
It's better not to take your chances.
Well,
but what happens if the bear starts behaving aggressively?
Run!
What do you do?
Run! Get out of there!
Swatting at the ground and snorting angrily. It might even make a few threatening lunges.
This bear looks like a bull.
Your general direction. Oh boy, This sort of behavior generally happens in one of three situations. The bear is either defending cubs, protecting its food, or is spooked, and you're way too close.
Okay, so the smoke coming out of the bear's nose, I could see the cub thing, I could maybe see the food thing, but if he's just angry, you're out of luck.
For comfort. Regardless of the reason, your next steps will be the same. Quickly and calmly back away, preferably in the direction.
Holding up your bear spray Windex bottle.
You just came from. Most of the time, that will be enough. But if the bear starts to come after you, this is where the repellent comes in.
Yeah,
you
right.
never want to escalate the situation if you don't have to. But that spray is your best
defense. I'm hosing
if
it down.
If the bear decides it means
he's
business.
Getting hosed with this spray.
Don't go firing it off on a bluff. But if the bear comes within he's 20 or...
He doesn't have it on stream either, AJ. See that? He's got it on spray, like the spritz. You know, I'm going to have that stuff coming out like a fire hose.
Feet, give it a good blast aimed just above its head. Yeah. That should guarantee the spray gets in the bear's eyes, nose, and throat.
Yeah, I'm targeting that eyeball.
Forcing it to back off.
Yep.
If you're too close for that to work, it might be time to play dead by laying on your stomach and covering the back
of your. At this point, I'm out of breath and I am dead.
In most cases, that's all you need to do.
Nope.
Very rarely, though, the bear won't just appear aggressive. It might actually be aggressive.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm not playing dead.
If it continues to follow you, even as you back away, it's time to think about fighting back.
It's time to think about opening up that can of bear spray, the second one, the fire extinguisher size one. I ain't going to be out there with a Windex-sized bottle of, you know, like I'm trying to clean a window here and, you know, wax on, wax off. I'm going to be spraying that bear right in the eyeball with something a lot more high pressure than a Windex bottle.
Like right now. Look the bear in...
This character here is, he's ready to give him a knuckle sandwich. He's going fisticuffs. He's got angry eyebrows, and he's holding up his dukes here against the bear. Let's see what happens.
Eyes and shout while making yourself look bigger. Stamp your feet on the ground and maybe...
And he's got capris on. He's got capris.
Even take a step or two towards it.
Oh,
there's a stick nearby, grab it and brandish it threateningly. Doing the same thing with your bear repellent. Your goal is to show the bear that you'll fight if attacked, so you can't let it intimidate.
He looks like one of those guys that are trying to wash your windows at the red light. He's got the stick and the spray. He's angry eyebrows and everything.
If the bear moves in to attack, use the spray and start hitting it with anything you can get your hand on. Kick it, punch it, insult its mother, hit it with a stick or...
He said insult its mother, and he says your mother. So, yeah, years ago I had a problem. I think there's even a video about that, but, boy, I'm not even going to get into that, but, why would you yell at the bear and talk about the bear's mother? That's only going to irritate him.
Rock, focus on the eyes and nose and do whatever you have to, because at this point, you're fighting for your life.
Yep.
As I've already said, this kind of attack is incredibly rare, but can happen.
So this, it's saying three attacks like this occur a year, and with my luck, I'll be number four.
So, you need to come prepared. Mm-hmm. What's important is not letting the situation escalate to that point. A vast majority of bear encounters never turn violent, and very few even come close.
Okay.
They aren't aggressive under normal circumstances, so a lot has to go wrong before you find yourself locked in battle. Always remember to remain calm, keep your distance, and back away from any fight that isn't completely unavoidable.
That's kind of a life lesson.
Now you know what to do if your weekend hike attracts some not entirely wanted attention.
Okay, well, I know what to do, but I'm not too convinced that I'm going to survive a bear attack at this point, AJ. I really think, I don't think it's going to happen. If I get attacked by a bear, I'm going to be in big trouble.
Now that you've prepared to fend off fuzzy danger, what outdoor activity is your favorite?
All right, they're transitioning off of that one. Okay, so what have we learned, AJ? What have we learned? Well, we learned when all else fails, lay down and let the bear eat you, it seems like. We have learned that a stick and a bottle of Windex apparently is really good for defending yourself against bears. And, what else did we learn today? We learned that that the smaller black bear can climb a tree like nobody's business and... may have better climbing skills than myself. And if you're with a crowd of people, try to throw somebody else in front of the bear while you run and escape and flee. And then you you can come back, but, you know, wait at least 20 minutes. You know, it's kind of like going into the pool. Let the bear finish eating, and that way you don't get cramps and he's full. And then you go back to your site 20 minutes afterwards, right? No. Oh, boy. This has been fun. This has been fun. So this was How to Survive a Bear Attack the Easy Way. I am your host, Too Clever Mafia. And you are listening to the Too Clever Mafia podcast. And we are going to post all the links for the videos in the description on the YouTube site. If you want to watch these fun videos and enjoy the entertainment value, but also learn. You're all of my mafians now should be officially certified. I am going to officially certify you in how to deal with a bear attack, right? So everyone is going to be officially certified after listening to the podcast. As long as you like and subscribe, you send me a tweet and I'll, you know, maybe we'll send out some sort of certification. Yeah. Like and subscribe, or direct message us, and we'll send you out a bear attack certification certificate. How's that? Via the Too Clever Mafia podcast. That sounds like a wonderful thing. Yeah, probably just via email. I don't know if I can afford the cost of stamps. We have a lot of listeners all over the world, but if you want an official certificate to say, I don't say how to, I've survived a bear attack, but you are a certified bear survival expert. Via the certification of the Too Clever Mafia. And maybe I'll sign it. I'll figure out how to sign something electronically and I'll email it. That sounds like good. Sounds good. So definitely check us out over on www.tooclevermafia.com. Like and subscribe to all our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Mumbo Jumbo. Check us out on Patreon if you like what we do here and you want to see more of it. Too Clever Mafia. Donations are always appreciated. Teespring, if you want to head over to teespring.com, and if you want to get some of our merchandise, maybe we should make a logo with a bear on it, a bear attacking the Too Clever Mafia logo. What do you think, AJ? No? Yeah, that'd be too difficult. I'm not really the one with Photoshop or whatever you make those pictures in. Maybe we'll have to hire somebody to do our graphic art work. And obviously, everyone can listen to us on our podcast networks and applications everywhere. Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Breaker, Radio Public, Bullhorn, which is one of our big ones. But like and subscribe, please. Please like and subscribe on the podcast that you're listening to. I'd appreciate it. If you watch a video on YouTube, like and subscribe. So we know you're liking what we do and we can make more content and... We really do appreciate all of that, and we appreciate all of our mafians out there. Hope everyone is staying safe in these crazy times. And in the U.S., we're really hoping things get back to normal. They head that way, and then they don't. As far as quarantines and stay at home and masks, and I saw something this afternoon that they're talking about maybe opening up movie theaters, AJ, and that's a big step. But if you're going to send kids back to school, which I don't know if they're doing that yet fully in New Jersey, I think it's been delayed, some of it to like November and all of that. But if you're going to send kids back to school across the country and you feel it's safe for that type of stuff, then I would imagine going to a movie would be the same thing, right? I mean, you're sitting in classrooms or you're walking through hallways with other students. I would imagine that's... I don't know. Maybe they do spacing in between the individual the seats in the movie theater, which are those things. The one by us has the big leather recliners anyway. You have to clean those off pretty good, although movie theater seats are always in always kind of give me the heebie-jeebies and kind of give me a little bit of skeeviness because I feel like they're not really clean anyway. But maybe they'll be different when they reopen. So we will be right back with our final words after this short break. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. You are listening to the Too Clever Mafia podcast, and I am your infamous host, Too Clever Mafia, or some just say Clever Mafia, AJ. AJ's over at my sound booth, and we had a great show today, AJ. That I learned a lot about bears. I learned how to survive bears' attacks the easy way and the hard way. And my main takeaway is we need some of that bear spray because and a big stick, they said. And then you don't ever pet a bear on its hind. It is not a good idea. But, hope everybody enjoyed some of the great YouTube videos that we were critiquing today. And if you liked it, drop us a tweet. It was fun. I'd like to do some more of this, AJ. This was really fun. I gotta give props, as they say, to my grandson who came up with this great idea. Everybody, I guess, does need to know how to survive a bear attack. You never know. I could go out and try to put the trash out you never know when you're going to encounter a bear. You know, I mean, it's probably unlikely I'll see a polar bear in my, in my community anytime soon, because that's the one I'm worried about. But, and those black bears are fast and speedy and know how to climb those trees. And then you got the brown bears, not too bright when you can play dead. So, kind of sums it up. But yeah, that was a fun educational show. We this might have to be listed under an educational, type of episode. We've all learned a lot, and I'm waiting for everybody to say that they've watched the podcast and send in for the certification. We're going to give a kind of a honorary certification. Anybody wants to email us at twocleverMafia@gmail.com or head over to our website, twocleverMafia.com, and you can hit the contact us button as well. Or just comment and tweet on Twitter. Or Facebook, or what else? We got YouTube. You can contact us. Instagram. Yeah, because you can post a picture of a bear attack. Maybe we're going to send out some certificates to some folks to say they're certified by the Two Clever Mafia show to hopefully survive a bear attack. We've gotten some information from science, right? The first one was really scientific. I like kind of the fire extinguisher type dispenser for the bear spray, though, which we've already ordered about 5 cases on Amazon. I don't know if they might be sold out now, but we're going to have that everywhere. We need bear spray. I need it in my glove box, in my car. I want to have one over here on my desk, one underneath my desk, kind of a hideaway. You never know when a bear might surprise you. I want to have one concealed, kind of get an underarm holster for it. You know, be walking around at my car over at the food store and boom. Bear jumps out. Well, guess what? I'm going to quick draw, and I'm going to hit him with a fire extinguisher of bear repellent, or whatever they call it. I don't even know what's in it. I don't want to know. But definitely keeps the bear. Is it pepper spray? AJ's saying it's some sort of pepper spray. He's reading on the interwebs right now. And, well, that doesn't sound nice. I don't want to hurt the bear. Well, I guess if it's between me and the bear, I have to make a decision at that point. But, thanks, everyone, for listening once again and liking and subscribing. We can pause right now, but make sure you like and subscribe the podcast whatever platform you're on. We're on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Breaker, Radio Public, Bullhorn. Like and subscribe. I'd like to say a special thanks to our... we're getting a lot of listeners in Ireland, in Brazil, Scotland even, Canada. Down in Mexico, and of course here in the United States, we're getting some listeners in Germany, which was nice. So we're kind of all over the place. So definitely, we really appreciate your support. If you want to support the channel, you can head over to Patreon, and we're Two Clever Mafia over there as well. If you just want to drop a line and say hi to good old Clever Mafia, feel free to do that anytime. I like to get the email, the nice emails, right? You know, you get those nasty emails and say, oh, you know, you're talking about hurting the bear, which I'll probably get a million of them. But those nice emails that say, you know, thank you, Clever. The ones that say thank you for looking out for me if I was ever going to get attacked by a bear and giving me some tips on how to survive that bear attack, which I would have never have known unless I listened to your show. Right, AJ? Right? I mean, so we're doing a public service. We're doing a public service, definitely. So that brings us, I think we got everything today. Wow, we did a heck of a job. Well, I'm going to hurt my arm patting myself on the back, but I think we did a heck of a job today. And, You know, I'm going to feel a lot more confident walking out into the parking lot to know I'm going to live to see another day if I'm approached by a bear. Not a polar bear, though. They're too big. So, everybody have a safe and happy and healthy weekend. And we'll see you next week. I am Too Clever Mafia. This is the Too Clever Mafia podcast. And that is all I have to say about that. Bye-bye for now. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is your host, Too Clever Mafia, and you are listening to the Too Clever Mafia podcast. And I promised I'd be back with my take on self-checkout. No, not yet. Don't knock it till you try it. Right, AJ?
Yep.
Right. Well, in case you've been living under a rock, self-checkout. What is it? Right? It's where a customer, you hopefully have seen it in a store, it's where customers can ring up their own items. You know, you put your own items in your bag, you pay for them yourself, and it's really kind of a catch on. It's becoming more and more visible everywhere. And it's a lot of grocery chains, retailers, fast food, restaurants, and there's a company called NCR, which supplies a huge percentage of these systems. So they're making a lot of money. But the question, the real question is, I mean, there's the pros and the cons of all of this. And when I first saw it, you know, this is when my grocery store, I think, was the first place I saw it. And the cash, I used to like going to the cashiers because I could talk to them and they know, hey, Clever, how are you? All of that. And they weren't too happy about it, the people that worked there. And a lot of those folks don't work there anymore because they don't need as many people, obviously, to ring people up. And I saw it initially, in my opinion, it was, hey, this is just a cost saving, another way for big corporations to work it out to where they can save more money, right? And eventually they had, I think, 2 or 4 of these stations, and now there's like 9 or 12. I mean, they've definitely expanded, so they must be working, whether it's working on the cost-saving front or they're working, you know. Some of the pros, right off the bat, you know, if you have 1 or 2 items and the line isn't busy, you can get in and out of there fairly quick as a consumer. And if you had like 5 items, you'd have to wait online. You can get in and out probably, under 2 minutes maybe? You know, then because the wait when you're in a food store for the most part is waiting to get your turn to ring your stuff up, or in any store, right? So the confusion, I think I've had this one of my podcasts a while back. I used a self checkout in Home Depot, which I wasn't really too. Or was it Home Depot? No, it was the other one. I think I called it Moe's, if you know what I mean. Back in the day, because I was really angry and didn't want to give him no publicity at all. But the problem is sometimes, you know, you have 15 registers and you don't really have a single line. And it's kind of like become now an unspoken rule on the customers that results in like quicker checkout times because they have like a single line and then you go waiting all. But I don't feel that kind of, if you know, pick a person and, you know, kind of when you go to the gas station, you don't wait in one line, you get behind whoever you want. You know, even now at some of these fast food drive-thrus, they have the two-lane order taking, I guess you can call it. And they allow you to choose which one you want to go in. And usually I try to pick, you know, I don't get behind a minivan full of 15 people. You know, I'll get behind the pickup truck with one person in it. That way I know he's on a lunch break or she's on a lunch break, and then they'll get be in and out of there. I don't always make the right choice. Just at the checkout line, I don't always make the right choice. I always end up behind the person writing a check for 15 cents. So either way, but on the pro side for the businesses, obviously they have a reduced labor cost, right? I mean, they don't need a cashier at every register. They don't need to have, you know, you can have one employee easily monitor a dozen self-service registers, right? Although I feel like there should be more sometimes because of late, you know, there's an issue, something doesn't scan,
But when you put it on that little scale thing, it doesn't weigh right, whatever. And some customers really love it. I could take it or leave it, to be honest. Sometimes it's helpful. Other times I feel like I'll get a sale. You know, it's buy three of these, get this free or something. I feel like those machines are just a problem because then your little blinky light has to go on top. I like to deal with the person. Maybe that's me. Maybe I'm a little bit old-fashioned. But I think dealing with the person directly in certain circumstances is a better way to go. You really, they have, not for ordering, but for usually for checkout in some of these restaurants, they have these things that go on the table where you can pay and then leave a tip. And usually they have games on them that they try to get you to buy. And I don't necessarily mind that, actually. But as long as the server keeps coming around and they, provide you with what you need, if you need additional drinks or if you want an appetizer or if you have an issue with your food once you get it, as long as they're in the area. And some of the establishments that I pre the COVID situation, the quarantine or lockdown, a couple of the restaurants usually have three or four servers in that area that would monitor those tables. So you kind of had a group of people, refilling your drinks and whatnot and stuff. So that's another good advantage of a kind of a self-checkout. But I would imagine there's an increased risk of theft, right? I mean, you have fewer employees monitoring individual transactions because you have one that's 6 or 12. Thieves can use what they call skimmers, which are devices that attach to the credit card reader. You do that on these machines easily, and not many people would see it. If they're chatting away and you were able to do some sort of fraud, which you gotta always check those credit card machines and those ATM machines to make sure that they don't have that skimming device on it, just gonna grab it, look at it, make sure it's not a different color where you swipe your debit or credit card, that kind of thing. I would imagine there is a high upfront cost to these machines through that company NCR and whatnot, right? I mean, from what I read, some of these self-service lanes, like the setup cost alone, can be upwards over $100,000. That is crazy. And that doesn't include the cost associated with the added extra security you need. Like, you go into a Target, for example. They got these, like, video cameras in your face and a really high-tech kind of register. And that's expensive. That's expensive. I mean, four cashiers for a regular business probably cost, what, $2,000? $500 for a terminal. I think you can rent them too for even less, or lease them as they do for business. But you also lose that less, you don't have that, you have less human contact, right? You have that major, you really aren't having that contact, and you still want that attendant to be available for help when they need it. But if you look at these big companies, IKEA, CVS, the pharmacy, they've all kind of, they tried these self-serve machines and they've pretty much removed them at this point, at least in my area, because the stores, they were just citing concerns, that customer service or lack of is a major reason. It doesn't differentiate yourself between, I'll go to a place because I know so-and-so is there and he can help or she can help and they'll be helpful and they know that, their stuff. And if I can't interact with human beings, what's the difference if I go to here or there if they sell the same or similar or the same item, right? So, and many of these retailers, like let's say Best Buy and what are some of these ones in the U.S. So Staples, and it's one I went to recently. Oh, even the coffee shop Dunkin' Donuts. But many of these retailers, they count on the cashiers being able to upsell their customers. And the Dunkin' Donuts, boy, they're trying to get me to get that large coffee. Every time now, it's like, hey, only 20 cents more. And I'm like, well, I don't want to feel like a cheap bum, but 20 cents more does sound good for a couple of extra sips of that fine Java. Or although I know a lot of people that don't agree that their Java is that fine, but either way.
Unbelievable.
And you can't really advertise any specials if you have you don't have those. I guess it can come up on a screen and say, hey, FYI, here's what our sale is, but by then you're kind of done with it, and you lose that loyalty to your brand. If you just, you go to faceless, I was saying, I go to the food store, and when you go to the food store, this particular people, I don't want to get in their line. because they just take too long. And there's other people that will talk to you about every item you buy. You know, you might like that or you might not. And if you're a regular in that store, it makes you feel more comfortable and it builds that brand loyalty. So, you know, some of that stuff also is kind of confusing as well, right, AJ? Yeah. Some of that, some of that stuff is pretty confusing sometimes. If you're hitting a button and you want to weigh an avocado or something like that, and you get the wrong number in the code, and you put it on the scale, and the scale doesn't work, and then you do that, and then you put it into the bag, but then the bag area doesn't recognize you put it in there. And Miss Mafia and I will do, one of us will scan and one of us will bag. Probably not the best way to do it, but we do. And whoever's doing the bagging, whether it's myself or her, we always tend to, you know, fiddle around with the bags more than we should, because then when you're putting the next item in or you're scanning the next item, it says, hey, there's an item that's not registered in the bagging area. I guess it's on a big scale. So that's always a problem. But I don't mind the restaurant checkout. The restaurant checkout's good as long as the service is around there. And I do feel that it has its place in some areas. You know, when you go into a food store, though, and your self-checkout line is 25 people deep and there's nobody in the regular register line, something's wrong there. You know, someone's not monitoring those people and said, hey, go to a person, you know. So maybe they don't want to go to a person. Maybe some people are antisocial and they like to do that. They'd rather just get in and out without having to interact with anyone. And I guess there's nothing wrong with that if that's what you want to do. So don't forget to check us out on www.twocleveremafia.com. We are on all of the social medias. We haven't been kicked off of any of them yet.
Amazing.
Our handle is @twocleveremafia, T-O-O Clever Mafia. If you'd like to support the show, you can check us out on our website to see how to do that. And once again, I am your host, Two Clever Mafia, and that is all I have to say about that. Bye-bye for now. Hello, everyone. This is your host, Two Clever Mafia. And once again, you are listening to the Two Clever Mafia podcast. And who wants to be a super user for Twitter? Not me. Well, Twitter is once again in the news, and they have announced that they are going to offer paid super followers. And they're going to charge you, people, allow you to charge, I guess, for people to read the tweets. I gotta say, there's not really too much out there that I want to read. I mean, I guess it's a subscription service. I really think they might be doing this to avoid some of the legal problems coming their way. But they announced a pair of upcoming new features recently, and the ability for, like I said, users to charge their followers for access to, I guess you could have additional content, and the ability to create and join different groups around specialty interests, but you can do this under the guise of a paid subscription. And while the new payment feature, if you want to call it that, it's called Super Follows, will allow Twitter users to charge followers and give them access to that extra content. You know, it could be a bonus tweet. It could be, you know, access, like I said, to the different groups. If you want a newsletter, a subscription, or I guess they can have little icons that it's going to be, from what I understand, that you could set up to say you're supporting whatever group is. So maybe they could work it into charity. But to give an example, Twitter had put something up that said, you know, if a user charges, let's say $4.99 a month, that user can receive a series of perks. And Twitter, I guess, sees that as a way to let creators and publishers get paid directly by their fans. And in part, I'm going to say Twitter's advertising money is probably down tremendously, because they lost a lot of subscribers over the past couple of quarters. And their advertising, unlike Facebook, is a lot different. And it's structured tweets. People pay to promote their tweets, the things that they say. you know, to kind of get the higher, more kind of like if you, you advertise on Google, you can, like, if we wanted to advertise the, we did actually at one point, the, we don't anymore. There's not a need, but if you advertise something on Google and you pay a certain amount of money, you're going to get higher up in the click ratings. And if it's like a dollar per click will give you the top rating in a highly competitive field, then you'd pay that. And then Google makes money and then you get a click. And then, you know, one out of every 10,000 clicks, maybe is actually valid. Who knows? I don't know. Now that's a whole nother story, but yeah. So this direct payment method that Twitter has come up with for this new super user program, ultimately though, if you look at it from a whole, the entire internet, you know, pretty much pays for Google and Facebook to be free, right? Twitter's, I don't, they're not a top, they're not a big boy. I think they're as far as what the company's worth and their business plan, I don't think it's nowhere near as Facebook and Google, if you really look at the numbers. But the big part of it is, you know, Facebook, which we've talked about a lot recently, and they've been in the news a lot recently, they definitely, along with Google, their main services are free, at least free to you, as far as you know. You know, when I say free, you're not paying the money out of your wallet and giving it to them on a monthly or daily basis, whatever, yearly, who knows. I mean, I guess if you do get their, like for Google, there are some services like their cloud drive and you could upgrade some of that stuff and pay for it. But in order for those companies, though, to provide you with that free access, we've talked about Facebook and a lot of them, they advertise and a lot of the money that is user generated based upon your information, that's how they make their money. And but for the most part, you, when you're paying for something like a monthly subscription service, you're paying for a product and then you're getting it and then you're aware of the whole transaction. But when it comes now to with these new super followers, and which is likely only to be a small part of Twitter's overall business, I guess you could say, you know, especially at first, but it creates these, it's starting to create, it will allow the internet to start creating these pay sites. And in order to get into some place, in order to get the full gamut of what you want to see or use, or, and it's going to be a very limited section of what you can use without paying for it. Now, I'm sure we've all experienced, if you've been on the internet, you've clicked on a news article and you've read 50% of it, and then they say, okay, no more, you got to pay if you want to read the, well, in essence, that's what's going to happen to the rest of the internet, folks. It's only a matter of time. The government's not going to let these big tech companies to continue to keep doing what they're doing, you know, just arbitrarily making up their own rules and all that. So that's going to incur cost on these companies, and then they're going to just roll it down to the end user, to you and I. And, you know, if you want to get something like, what is it, the New York Times, you want to read news articles from them, it's going to cost you almost $20 a month. If, you know, and I think in the grand scheme of things, this, just like everything else, it's just going to, this is going to change the way the internet works, and it's going to change the way everybody tries to get income, especially when this section 230 gets updated. It's going to change the way we're going to use the internet. It's going to go back to, do you remember back, maybe, I don't know, but if it depends on how old you are, I guess, but back on in the 90s, you used to pay for dial-up internet service. I mean, now we all pay, I guess, for our broadband internet through our cable companies, or you know, some folks just use their phone for their internet services, their, you know, through whatever phone company, cell phone company they have. But it's going to change everything. It's going to change how we operate, because those fees are going to be rolled up to us. And then I think last year, Google, this was a stat that I that came across my desk here, that Google and Facebook spent about $300 billion globally to advertise on the web, according to, I think this is the World Advertising Research Council. And that left everyone else who had been relying on ads scrambling just to make ends meet. That was about 74%. Now, if you've listened to this podcast, you'll know that we talked about how Facebook advertised, took the collected the data, and then advertised based upon what their advertisers wanted to attack, wanted to approach. As far as, you know, if you were going to advertise sports cars, Facebook wouldn't necessarily tell their advertisers, okay, these are the customers that, you know, would might benefit to, you know, having somebody advertise to them for sports cars, but you give us your money for advertising and we'll advertise to those folks. We're not going to tell you who they are, but we'll advertise. And then Google spends a lot of their advertising money, but with Google, there's different AdWords, there's all these different Google services that you can advertise, and the user pays for their position in the advertising for the most part. And then the more you pay, the higher position you get and the more clicks you get, and doesn't necessarily always translate to customers. And unless, for example, in our case, a podcast, you know, we spend $100, which is, let's say, pennies, and we might get 20 new listeners. We'll reach 20 new listeners out of 10,000 potential clicks. So, to sum it all up, you know, the Twitter super, I can't even say that, the Twitter super followers, it's going to be unique to see how users take to that. And I could see celebrities, for the most part, you know, who people hang on their every word, getting some advertising money and some subscriptions. And we've already kind of seen that, some of that on YouTube, and people subscribe to their premium services. But for a tweet, I don't know. I mean, the extra content will really have to be juicy. And then that takes you down a whole new avenue. Like, are they going to start creating things that may not be necessarily truthful just to kind of get that attention? And I don't know how good that is. So that's pretty much all we're going to go over. Just keep an eye out. The internet's changing every day. And hopefully, if anybody wants to get a, be a super tweeter, or whatever they call it, don't spend too much money. Don't spend too much money. You can always listen to the Duke Lover Mafia podcast for free. Maybe you'll subscribe to some people and talk about their super tweets, so no one else has to pay for it. Since, you know, I'll just waste my money on it, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, I am your host, Duke Lover Mafia. This is the Duke Lover Mafia podcast, and feel free to subscribe if you like our content to whatever on whatever podcast host you're listening to us. We really do appreciate that. And you can check us out on any of the social medias at 2 Clever Mafia. That's T-O-O Clever Mafia. And always on our website, if you'd like us to promote an item that you have or something along those lines, you can check us out on www.2clevermafia.com. And that is all I have to say about that. Bye-bye for now. Take care. Hello, everyone. I bet you thought you were done with me. Well, not just yet. I'm 2 Clever Mafia, and this is the 2 Clever Mafia podcast. And if you like the podcast that we produce for you, please, it helps us out tremendously if you like and subscribe to the podcast on the podcast service that you're listening to. So if you're listening to us on Apple Podcast, like it. If you're listening to us on Google Podcast, Spotify, like it. And wherever you're listening to us, it really does help us out. And you can find us everywhere at 2 Clever Mafia, that's T-O-O Clever Mafia, on all the social media platforms. And check out our website, www.2clevermafia.com. Over there, you can click, we have a link tree set up on there, so you can listen to us anywhere and any way you want. Just click on the link tree link on our website. Boom, you're there. But again, we really do appreciate you listening. And one last thing from all of us here at the 2 Clever Mafia podcast, we wish everyone a happy, healthy, and safe
new year and a wonderful holiday season with all of your friends, family, loved ones, and enjoy your time off from work, which we got so many guests planned and we have so many new things in store. So don't miss out. Go back, catch up on our old podcast episodes. And I'm Too Clever Mafia. That's all I have to say about that. Hello, everyone. I bet you thought you were done with me. Well, not just yet. I'm Too Clever Mafia, and this is the Too Clever Mafia podcast. And if you like the podcast that we produce for you, please, it helps us out tremendously if you like and subscribe to the podcast on the podcast service that you're listening to. So if you're listening to us on Apple Podcast, like it. If you're listening to us on Google Podcast, Spotify, like it. And wherever you're listening to us, it really does help us out. And you can find us everywhere at Too Clever Mafia, that's T-O-O, Clever Mafia, on all the social media platforms. And check out our website, www.tooclevermafia.com. Over there, you can click. We have a link tree set up on there, so you can listen to us anywhere and any way you want. Just click on the link tree link on our website. Boom, you're there. But again, we really do appreciate you listening. And one last thing from all of us here, the Too Clever Mafia podcast, we wish everyone a happy, healthy, and safe new year. And a wonderful holiday season with all of your friends, family, loved ones, and enjoy your time off from work, which we got so many guests planned and we have so many new things in store. So don't miss out. Go back, catch up on our old podcast episodes. And I'm Too Clever Mafia. That's all I have to say about that. Hello, everyone. I bet you thought you were done with me. Well, not just yet. I'm Too Clever Mafia, and this is the Too Clever Mafia podcast. And if you like the podcast that we produce for you, please, it helps us out tremendously if you like and subscribe to the podcast on the podcast service that you're listening to. So if you're listening to us on Apple Podcast, like it. If you're listening to us on Google Podcast, Spotify, like it. And wherever you're listening to us, it really does help us out. And you can find us everywhere at Too Clever Mafia, that's T-O-O, Clever Mafia, on all the social media platforms. And check out our website, www.tooclevermafia.com. Over there, you can click. We have a link tree set up on there, so you can listen to us anywhere and any way you want. Just click on the link tree link on our website. Boom, you're there. But again, we really do appreciate you listening. And one last thing from all of us here, the Too Clever Mafia podcast, we wish everyone a happy, healthy, and safe new year. And a wonderful holiday season with all of your friends, family, loved ones, and enjoy your time off from work, which we got so many guests planned and we have so many new things in store. So don't miss out. Go back, catch up on our old podcast episodes. And I'm Too Clever Mafia. That's all I have to say about that. Hello, everyone. I bet you thought you were done with me. Well, not just yet. I'm Too Clever Mafia, and this is the Too Clever Mafia podcast. And if you like the podcast that we produce for you, please, it helps us out tremendously if you like and subscribe to the podcast on the podcast service that you're listening to. So if you're listening to us on Apple Podcast, like it. If you're listening to us on Google Podcast, Spotify, like it. And wherever you're listening to us, it really does help us out. And you can find us everywhere at Too Clever Mafia, that's T-O-O, Clever Mafia, on all the social media platforms. And check out our website, www.tooclevermafia.com. Over there, you can click. We have a link tree set up on there, so you can listen to us anywhere and any way you want. Just click on the link tree link on our website. Boom, you're there. But again, we really do appreciate you listening. And one last thing from all of us here at the Two Clever Mafia podcast, we wish everyone a happy, healthy, and safe new year and a wonderful holiday season with all of your friends, family, loved ones, and enjoy your time off from work. We've got so many guests planned and we have so many new things in store. So don't miss out. Go back, catch up on our old podcast episodes. And I'm Two Clever Mafia. That's all I have to say about that.